Books on Tape presents The Anatomy of Deception by Lawrence Goldstone, read by David Aykroyd. March 14th, 1889. For days, clouds had hung over the frigid city, promising snow, an ephemeral late winter veneer of white. But the temperature had suddenly risen and a cold, stinging drizzle had arrived instead. Jostled along in the derelict hansom, clad in her maid's blue worsted dress and plain wool cloak, her fingers and feet felt bloodless. The gloom that hung over the river penetrated the thin walls of the coach until it seemed as though she were breathing it. She tried to peer out, but rain obscured the dirty window. The gas street lamps were set so far apart that what little she could see came sporadically, in brief flashes. She had no idea where she was, and she wanted desperately to pound on the trap and tell the driver to turn around. She could hear the beating of her own heart. As the last haze of daylight vanished, the carriage turned. When she was very young, she had hated the dark, but here there would be no sympathetic, whispering adult rushing to comfort her. The cab slowed, the driver making his way carefully on the rutted streets. An odor of filth and decrepitude befouled the air. Finally, the driver reined the horse to a halt, and she could hear his muffled voice telling her she had arrived. It was the first time in her life that she had ever been so alone. It was also the first time that she had ever been truly afraid. Chapter 1. At Christmas 1887, 15 months before this story began,